Shows you're already. Welcome to episode 89 of Gary King's Inconvenient Truths, where Gary presents videos and stories I don't know are coming for my spontaneous and unrehearsed reply. Gary's done a terrific job in the past, putting together stories that were striking, interesting, and important for me to comment upon, and I expect he will have done it again. What do you got for me today, my friend?
All you can do is get up to the plate and swing. So first of all, nothing tastes better than coffee in a 153 coffee mug. We want to make sure everyone knows that. And last week, we did a really difficult thing. We had 80 thumbs up and one thumbs down on BitChute and Rumble. So that's difficult to do. So kudos to us. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start with BB and his, there he is in the House Halls of Congress. And we're going to let you start the reading if you
well,
can.
Well, it's outrageous, Gary. You got, I don't know, close to 60 or 70 standing ovation when a man is a genocidal maniac playing the U.S. for all it's worth. Only a failing U.S. empire would be so blind as to cheer Netanyahu and his genocide exactly right. From Middle East Eye, Jonathan Cook wrote, "There is only one country in the world right now in the midst of Israel's slaughter in Gaza where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is guaranteed dozens of standing ovations from the vast majority of the elected representatives. That country is not Israel. Well, he's been a hugely divisive figure for many years. It is the United States." And Gary, let me add, I won't be surprised if Netanyahu is assassinated in Israel by those who are fed up with his policies, which are killing so many of the IDF and turning Israel into the most despised country in the world, say, with a possible exception of the United States itself. On Wednesday, and this was published on July 26th, Netanyahu was backslapped, glad-handed, whooped and cheered as he slowly made his way, hailed at every step as a conquering hero, to the podium of the United States Congress. This was the same Netanyahu has overseen during the past 10 months a slaughter so far of some 40,000 Palestinians. By the way, that's about the number of bombs we've given, 40,000. You think they only killed one per bomb? Don't kid yourself. The number is probably a quarter million or more. Around half of them women and children. More than 21,000 other children are reported missing, most of them likely dead under rubble. The death toll is far higher than that, and the percentage of women and children dead is a lot higher than that, he adds. It was the same Netanyahu who leveled a strip of territory originally home to 2.3 million Palestinians that's expected to take 80 years to rebuild at a cost of at least $50 billion, i.e., if it's going to be rebuilt, they want to rebuild it as luxury condos for Israelis and tourists. They don't have any interest in having Palestinians rebuild in Gaza. This was the same Netanyahu who has destroyed every hospital and university in Gaza and bombed almost all of the schools or serving as shelters for families made homeless by other Israeli bombs. This is the same Netanyahu whose arrest is being sought by the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity, accused of using starvation as a weapon of war by imposing an aid blockade that has engineered a famine across Gaza. The deaths are going to be staggering. It was the same Netanyahu whose government was found last week by the International Court of Justice to have been intensifying Israel's apartheid rule of the Palestinian people in an act of long-term aggression. It's the same Netanyahu whose government is standing trial for committing what the International Criminal Court, the world's highest judicial body, has termed a plausible genocide. And the research has gone forward and it's been declared to be a genocide by multiple august bodies. And yet, there was just one visible protester at the congressional chamber, Rashid Tlaib, the only legislator of Palestinian heritage, others who sat silently grasping a small black sign on one side said war criminal, the other guilty of genocide.
All right, Dr. Fetzer.
Very appropriate, Gary. It's all true. It's all accurate. What can you say? I think the United States is going to find it impossible to redeem itself for supporting genocide. The world will never forgive us, nor should it. We have discredited ourselves, and we're going to suffer the fate of rogue states as a consequence. We're going to be banned. We're going to be vilified. We're going to lose our influence around the world. American bases are going to close. We're going to be militarily defeated. We're going to be financially destroyed. We've brought it upon ourselves. Gary, this is just disgusting beyond belief. Great start.
Okay, here's the next thing is related.
Thousands of mourners gathered in Doha Friday, joining ritual prayers and paying respects during funeral ceremonies for Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, Iran's supreme leader vowing revenge on Israel after Haniyeh was killed Wednesday during a visit to Iran's capital. Back in Washington, the U.S. has been scrambling to prevent an all-out war and keep hopes of a ceasefire deal alive in Gaza.
We still believe, Kate, that the gaps between the sides are definitely closable. They are narrow enough that they can be closed. The details are small enough that they can be hashed out, and we're fully dedicated to getting that over the finish line.
President Biden announcing more U.S. forces will deploy to the Middle East, preparing for the possibility of an Iranian strike against Israel that officials fear could include an attack on American forces in the region. This, as Senate Republicans are blasting the Biden administration for what they describe as a partial arms embargo against Israel.
We unequivocally need to be supporting Israel.
In an exclusive interview with Fox Business, former President Donald Trump weighed in on the Middle East.
I'm very strong for Israel. Israel loves me. But you know, a lot of the Arab states like me too, because you know what they want to see? They want to see peace.
Meantime, President Biden has vowed to use his remaining months in office to end the Israel-Hamas war and bring the hostages home. President Biden reaffirmed his commitment to Israel's security during a call Thursday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In Washington, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox 32, Chicago. Roseanne, back to you.
Well, as we explained last week, there is no Joe Biden, not even the fake Joe Biden who died on the way to Las Vegas. He's been replaced by guys 4 inches taller. I have sources telling me it's actor Jim Carrey, who is the new Biden. The guy looks like a basketball player. It would not surprise me. But the fact is that Iran has already notified the United Nations under the UN Charter that it intends to strike Israel in retaliation for its hit on Israel and taking out this Hamas leader, which took place in Tehran under Article 51, the right to self-defense. And the Attorney General, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Guterres, has confirmed and acknowledged Iran has that right. Now, Gary, the last 24 hours or so, there's been an absolute dearth, absence of war news, which is preposterous. What this suggests to me is that a massive battle is taking place, and Iran has probably already hit Israel, that the U.S., which sent a carrier battle group, may be under assault, that the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Iran are all attacking Israel. Do not be surprised if in a couple of days the news is allowed to trickle out, but that's what I believe is happening as we speak.
All right. Here's another clip from 153 News. We love you guys, even though not everyone loves us.
Now another lesson in how Operation Mockingbird is still in effect. Today's word of the day, weird.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's where they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird. They're just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird, and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird, a weird style that he brings, weird policies.
We'll start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
Just plain weird.
What was weird was talking about Diet Mountain Dew. Who drinks Diet Mountain Dew?
Have you ever seen the guy laugh? That seems very weird to me that that an adult can go through 6.5 years of being in the public eye. If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior.
Weird and cultish.
These are weird people on the other side.
He kind of doubled down on his weird ideas.
I think weird is probably generous.
Simply weird.
These guys are just plain weird.
Vance as weird?
You know, as the campaign said, weird.
It really is just plain weird.
J.D. Vance, plain weird.
No, I mean, I don't know how else you could read it.
Weird. It is kind of weird.
We're not afraid of weird people.
The other side, they're just weird.
Why are you being so weird?
Vance has done something more extreme, more weird.
No matter what kind of weird stuff they keep saying.
Trump and Vance are just weird, in addition to being dangerous to democracy.
It's the weird part that's the most engaging.
Whom he addressed as my beautiful Christians, which was super weird.
Weird tech bro J.D. Vance.
He's a weird guy.
J.D. Vance, uneasy and sort of weird.
Frankly, for lack of a better word, that he's weird.
Sarcastic remarks that aren't even funny, and he kind of shows that he can't really deliver a one-liner.
So, Sam, weird is the word here in terms of initial impressions from Vance to the American public.
Okay. Well, Gary, you just saw a summary of the entire Democrat campaign against Trump and Vance. I'm not happy about Vance. I think he was a terrible choice. But the best they can do is try to cast a spell of weirdness. What's weird, Gary, is Kamala Harris sitting surrounded by drag queens and endorsing the idea that the Olympic opening ceremony, you know, parodying the Last Supper was somehow appropriate. There are weird figures here, but they're not on the Republican side. And this whole thing is going to backfire massively. Wait till you have Kamala in a large public meeting like a debate, whether it's on ABC or Fox, perform a meltdown, a mental meltdown, even more catastrophic than Biden during his debate with Trump. It's going to happen, Gary. They're going to fix her up. She's going to know the questions in advance. She's going to have an earpiece. But if you want something weird, just listen to her cackle. Wait till they put out a series of Kamala cackling in response to questions to which she does not know the answer. If you want something weird, it's Kamala Harris in spades.
Yeah, they're definitely out there, those montages of her cackling. All right, this is it for JD for today.
J.D. Vance, in his own words.
I'm a never-Trump guy. I never liked him. As somebody who doesn't like Trump, I might have to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Trump because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious, him being really outrageous and offensive.
On Twitter, Vance called Trump, quote, reprehensible, an idiot, and Vance loves Mitt Romney.
I'm a never-Trump guy.
That's the real J.D. Vance.
That was totally deserved. I think Vance is a catastrophe, and because he appears to be even more zealous in defense of Israel, Trump, I'm afraid, with this selection, set himself up with a big target. Because if Trump is elected and Vance is his VP, if they now take out Trump, they get an even more reliable zealot in office. So, well, they've been apprehensive about Donald because he talks about America, nationalism, making America great. You're not going to get that from J.D. Vance. And there you saw his true colors. How Trump could have been induced to pick this guy is beyond me. My understanding is it was a very wealthy donor who made promises about giving him vast sums of money for the campaign if he chose Vance. But anyway, you cut it, it was a bad choice. Vance is not a significant person. He's very shallow. And his wife, who happens to be from India, appears to be his handler. It was no more enthusiastic about the Donald than was Vance. So, you know, get your head screwed on right, Trump, because you're making a disastrous decision right off the bat. The only one who could defeat Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and you're doing a hell of a good job of it. You're off to a fast start.
All right, the limit games we were talking about, someone was saying, do you spot the clot shot in this particular dance?
Brought to you by Pfizer. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Totally appropriate and deserved. Pfizer boss, a death jab. People are dying suddenly. Look at the Stu Peter's brilliant piece. Died suddenly again and again and again and again. And here they're boasting about it. They got dance routine showing dancers dying suddenly. If there's a modicum of justice, eventually Pfizer, Moderna, whoever's involved, obviously Fauci and Burks, are going to be held to account. And if the DOD had a role in this, I say prosecute them, try them, and hang them. Everyone who had anything to do with this deserves the ultimate penalty to pay with their lives for all the lives they have taken, Gary. That's a nice little clip.
Okay. Another 153 News clip.
Essentially, what they're aiming for is full government power. And governments can never be fully powerful if families are strong. So you have to weaken the family, right? And so you can go about weakening the family in tons of different ways. The first is weakening faith, you know, making people, everyone turn into an atheist. Then you say, actually, the concept of a nuclear family, which is obviously going to be your strongest family, a marriage between a woman and a man, let's say that that's abnormal. Let's say, let's have everybody strive towards, you know, man, pregnant man married to female, I mean, whatever, you know, these headlines that you see that just make you just, your whole brain just goes, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore, because that tells you that you're obviously going to destructure the family entirely. At the same time, you have a push like feminism, which is saying to women, you need to compete with men, don't raise your kids. And at the same time, the government starts saying, we want to sponsor daycare. We want to pay, you know, kids 6 hours a day for school. Mom, you go climb the corporate ladder and be like dad, and we're going to raise the next generation of children, which is effectively what they're doing.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of Candace. She just nails it again and again. She's done a whole lot of these videos, and I applaud, I think, every single one I've seen. And once again, yeah, she's talking about the move to destroy the family, part of the cultural Marxist takeover promoted by the Democrats. Gary, Candace is good. I love Candace. I encourage everyone to listen to her because she doesn't miss a trick. She's telling us what really is going on, and that's what the American people must understand. Thanks for that, Gary.
All right. Okay, the power of the smartphone.
Well, I think that's right. Our cities can be devastated, the world falling apart around us. What they're so addicted to their phones that they're in a different mental state. They're not cognizant of anything taking place in the real world. So this is a very telling little clip. Not deeply significant, but really reflective of where we are in the world today. The smartphone has transformed culture, Gary. It will go down in history as significant as the invention of the printing press. Mark my words, it has transformed culture.
My grandchildren, it's their iPads, and we have all types of fights and arguments over that, and that's all they want to do. I have a place out here in Bay St. Louis. We have a canal. You can fish. You can crab. You can go all over the place and do all kind of outdoor activities. They just want to sit there in the bed, in their underwear, and stare at their iPad and have a glow face the whole time. All right, so here's our next thing up. All right, talk about not that significant. This is to help relieve the tension a little bit. I think this dog has some money on this race.
A fun clip. I don't know if photoshopped or not. It was enjoyable, Gary. So yeah, was that the Derby? Was that the Kentucky Derby?
It was just a horse race. I've seen other animals that do respond to animals on TV, and they'll put a horse race on.
You know? Well, it's one of the signs of having a mind is, partaking, interacting with things, even if you're making a mistake, because we have a spider jumping on the image of a spider on a cathode ray or a TV screen because it thought it was real. That shows a spider has a mind, because the capacity to make a mistake is a criterion of mentality. Notice tables, chairs, rocks don't make mistakes. If something can make a mistake, that's sufficient to infer that's because it has a mind. Now, there are multiple levels and qualities of minds. And if you look from an evolutionary scale, the simplest are exhibited by the most primitive organisms, and then they become more complex up to human beings, which are the animals with the most sophisticated forms of mentality. But even mountain gorillas have exhibited higher types of mentality. So, Gary, it's not surprising you could have a dog who is enthusiastic about a horse race on multiple grounds. But I say that shows it's actually mentally alert and capable and has a mind.
All right. You're telling me that it has a brain. All right. Well, there's a new medication for people without one. Strike
three. I used to believe everything I'd see on the news, but that's before I discovered a brain.
A brain is meant for everyday use. Those living with moderate to severe stupidity have seen immediate improvement in common sense with a brain.
I thought the government had my best interests at heart, and then a friend told me about a brain.
Talk to your doctor about what news sources you obey. A brain may also lower your desire to take life-altering advice from celebrities.
Getting lectured about my carbon footprint from people with three private jets used to make sense. But thanks to a brain, now I can think for myself every day. When my disregard for third grade biology began to flare up, I knew it was time for a brain.
Do not try a brain if you're allergic to a brain. Common side effects may include accountability, discernment, homeschooling your kids, a better understanding of economics, awareness of the stupidity of socialism, and diarrhea.
For tethering yourself to reality, the only no-brainer is choosing a brain. Ask your doctor if a brain is right for you.
For more information, visit tryabrain.com.
Gary, I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. And the examples they chose were very, very appropriate. I endorse everyone ought to watch that two or three times to let it sink in, Gary. Thank you. Well chosen. Great clip.
Yeah, that's another 153 News clip. So those guys are just killing it sometimes. All right. And yet another one.
This week, NASA named four astronauts who have the right stuff. Their mission, return to the moon 50 years after the Apollo flights ended. The crew includes the first woman and first black astronaut on a lunar mission.
The Artemis 3 mission to land humans on the moon for the first time since the Apollo program was previously set to complete this milestone by 2025. But it is now expected to not happen until at least September 2026. The space agency said that the primary reason for the delay includes two failed test flights in 2023. The tests in 2023 of Starship, which is the spacecraft that is expected to take astronauts from lunar orbits to the moon's south pole, both ended in explosions.
What an astounding coincidence. Certainly, no one could have seen this coming. Let's call this report Artemis Delay, number one. Breaking news. July 26, 2024. The U.S. Space Agency announced earlier that it was pulling the plug on the already long-delayed, problem-plagued project that had been presented as a crucial preparation for the ambitious and also delayed manned Artemis missions to establish a permanent American base at the lunar South Pole. NASA's decision to cancel its almost $500 million Volatiles Investigating Polar Exploration rover. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Earl Rasmussen warned that NASA's decision, which was presented as a cost-cutting measure to stay within the agency's operating budget, put the entire Artemis program and vision at risk. No one could have seen this coming, right? Let's just call this Artemis Delay, number two.
As I've explained innumerable times, we didn't go to the moon. We couldn't go to the moon, and we're not going to go to the moon in the future. Anyone who wants to get the skinny on the moon landing, go to jameshvetzer.org. Check out either under the heading JimTheConspiracyGuy.com or the 65 shows. Just scroll down the second. The moon landing hoax, how we know we didn't go, believe me. Once you look at the massive evidence, and I probably present 100 different proofs, we didn't go to the moon and all the claims that were being supported by evidence was fabricated, phony, fraud, fake. What I love was a relatively recent NASA announcement requesting assistance with her space poop problem, that they had space diapers that were good for a max of, I don't know, it might have been 44 hours. And they wanted the public's help in developing a space poop waste system. But remember, these moon missions took 7 or 8 days, which is quite a bit in excess of 44 hours, telling us that all the claims about having gone to the moon are just nothing but a giant pile of space poop, Gary. There you have it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, $55 million a day robbery of the United
Oh,
States.
let me add, I believe now NASA is actually an extension of CIA, so it's just one more way to launder money.
Absolutely. Okay. Artificial flavors. This girl's going to try to explain it to us.
No one would tell me what is in natural flavoring, so I got some samples and sent them to a lab, and here are the results. I am Shay from DRAM. We own a sparkling water company in Colorado, and it has been a lifelong mission for our business to never use any natural flavoring because by law, they don't have to tell you what's in these. So now we have a little bit of a glimpse. These are all residual solvents. Here's the parts per million, parts per billion that were found after I had White Labs analyze a lime flavor extract. And this was a certified organic natural flavoring. Two of these that stand out to me are pentadione right here and diacetyl. These are known for causing popcorn lung, which is a form of obliterative bronchiolitis in factory workers that manufacture these flavors. So we already know those are not good to be exposed to. Several other leftover solvents. So I don't think people consider this natural.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Nailing it. They create all these synthetic compounds to imitate a flavor. But they're not telling you about the side effects that in achieving that artificial flavor to cut down on calories or doing immense damage to your body in other ways they're not reporting. So she's spot on. Another truth teller who deserved very wide dissemination, and therefore I'm very glad you included that little clip today, my friend. You're on a roll.
All right, I think I found a Kamala montage. I can't exactly remember what it was about, so I may get on first base. I might strike out.
Governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Expect? How long should we be bracing for this really sort of historic inflation and some unprecedented gas prices?
Sure. In terms of the discussions that the President Yohannes and I had, they ranged in subject, including the issue of the Black Sea, and I'll let him explain in more detail as he would like, but we are again fully aware and apprised because we are in constant communication with the president, with his administration here, about the concerns that they have about the entire region and frankly the vulnerability. All you have to do is look at the map.
Well, if she is the one who ends up serving, that is going to be a very bad news for America. You know, in California, we've seen the damage that she and Gavin Newsom have done to our state. They've turned the greatest state in the country into the most popular state to leave. Both of them, Vice President Harris and Governor Newsom, come from San Francisco. That city is collapsing. It's losing people faster than any major city in U.S. history. The crime is absolutely out of control. And so if that's what we want for the rest of the country, you know, then that's what a Vice President Harris or a Governor Newsom would bring. So it's a very, very disturbing thought for all Americans, for sure.
What's scary is that she is basically admitting that he is not able to serve. Look, we don't need four more years of Biden, and we certainly don't need one day of President Harris.
Okay.
Well, she's dumber than rocks. And those clips are the tiniest sampling. A doctor has observed that her word salad, that's how he describes, because she uses sentences that make meaningless utterances, may be indicative of serious cognitive problems. He mentioned, too, autism on the one hand and schizophrenia on the other. And I'm just telling you, the Democrats are wild about Kamala, and so are the globalists. They want someone like this former fake Joe Biden, where, remember, the real Joe died in 2017. I've copiously documented on my blog. He was actually fairly smart, articulate, used lots of hand gestures, very expressive. Whereas the replacement, of course, is a lot like a cadaver. And he walked rigidly with baby steps. We have videos of him going out to Air Force One. And he looks robotic. Well, this new guy, 4 inches taller, takes strides. And as I say, it's been suggested to me by people who are in the know that it's actually being played by Jim Carrey. Well, how can the press fail to report that this guy is a completely different Joe Biden? By the way, I'm not the only to have picked up on it, but Jimmy Dore is brilliant. We may have included that last week, and Joe Rogan has spoken out about it. It's one of these cases where people are simply unwilling to speak the obvious truth. And in the case of Kamala, she's a moron. She's a complete moron. And they like her because she's easy to manipulate. She doesn't have a single original thought. She has no principle, no character. She's a spineless wimp. And the idea that she might be running with this guy from Pennsylvania, who happens to be Jewish, and where I'm convinced he had to give approval for the attempted assassination of Trump in Pennsylvania, is a perfect setup. Get them elected into office, then take out Kamala. And you got not just a Jewish sympathizer, you got a bona fide 100% Jew who's all in. Do you know that he actually volunteered to serve in the army? Except it wasn't the U.S. Army, it was the Israeli Army, Gary. The guy's all in for Israel. That's not what we need. In fact, that's my most serious concern about Donald Trump. But even Donald Trump is superior in this regard to this guy from Pennsylvania. But stand by. I predict he will be her pick.
Ouch. All Israel, all the time. I try to tell people that. They just can't seem to get it.
What's an assault rifle?
A gun that can shoot.
Aren't automatic weapons already banned in this country?
No.
What's an automatic weapon that's not banned?
I don't know a lot about guns.
You're protesting them.
All right.
Well, here of course. Automatic weapon continuously fires when you depress a trigger one time. Semi-automatic. Each time you fire a bullet, you have to pull the trigger again and again and again. And even now, the courts are ruling that the AR-15, which is semi-automatic, is not an assault weapon because assault weapons are automatic. And the AR-15 is not. That can be converted to automatic, but it's not sold as automatic. And automatic weapons have been illegal in the United States since around 1935. So this whole gun grab thing is just ridiculous beyond belief. And it's driven by ignorant. I mean, how do I describe him? I mean, there was a perfect example of an ignoramus who no doubt is going to vote Democrat for Kamala Harris with enthusiasm. She's typical of the Democrat voters today, Gary. Mark my words, what a disgrace.
We're in deep trouble. All right, here we go. This is, there's been concern at the Olympic Games, and not everyone is the gender.
We had to go to training to learn how to use she, her pronouns when talking about Leah Thomas and referring to this individual, but using he, him pronouns when talking about Izzy, who now identifies as Isaac. We had to fully treat this person as a man, we were told. It just goes back to, look, if we're really basing this off gender identity, like the NCAA claims, like the IOC claims, then why would we allow women who identify as men to compete in the women's category? And I can answer this question easily. It's because women would never and will never be able to compete at the same level against the men. Looking at Izzy, now Isaac, who swims for Yale, for example, finished top 5 in the country as a woman, which is an incredible achievement for someone who's not taking performance-enhancing drugs. And it's, I don't believe Izzy was at the time. Now she is taking testosterone and is competing with the men. Finishes dead last every single time as top 5 in the country as a woman. I watched one meet of hers this year, and the only male swimmer she beat was a male swimmer with one arm. Again, it's factual, real information.
Yeah. Right.
As a retired professor of philosophy, who offered courses in logic, critical thinking, and scientific reasoning for 35 years, but also on the nature of ethics and society, it reduces me to bewilderment. It boggles the mind that you have a major political party denying fundamental biological facts about the difference between men and women. Gary, this is just stupefying. Talk about dumbing down America. They're treating this all as morons. They're acting as though these biological absurdities were true. And there it is, about as clear as could be. And in the Olympics, by the way, we had a couple males who were allowed into women's boxing, and they took out their opponent forthwith. One quit after 46 seconds because she'd never been hit so hard in a ring before. And that's all because, as this commentator observes, women cannot compete physically with men. It's a biological fact. And I damn everyone who denies it. Damn them. They belong to rot in a very hot place for eternity, Gary. This is just disgusting beyond words.
All right. Sorry, Nola broke in. She wanted to be part of the show.
Not a problem.
All right. This is our Secret Service Barbie.
After Secret Service Barbie, a highly trained member of the Secret Service, removes her weapon from its holster for the very first time in her career. She struggles to return her pea shooter as though it's her first day on the job. Fortuitously, her skills from a previous life as an amateur actress come into play, allowing her to convincingly mimic the swift draw of the weapon and scan the horizon for threats. Chewing her gum nonchalantly, she attempts to exude a tactical demeanor, reminiscent of a fusion between the Blues Brothers and Rosie O'Donnell. Despite her efforts, our agent's attempt to return her wireless hole punch to its home results in another failure. While she may have faltered at this most basic of tasks, she certainly looked cool while doing it.
I love that. A cross between the Blues Brothers and Rosie O'Donnell. I captured it exactly. And let me say, the extent to which the DHS and the Secret Service are going to conceal their records about Butler are confirmation of my belief there was a real plot to assassinate Donald Trump, that they got wind of it and they flipped the script to make Donald into an apparent superhero rather than a dead duck. So it may sound anomalous, but it is my conclusion that there was a real plot to assassinate Trump they're seeking to conceal now, but that it didn't work out as planned. They had meant for him to be dead, where a BlackRock-affiliated company had put shorts on $29 million of stock related to DJT that would have taken a dramatic drop upon his death, and they would have reaped enormous profits as one more sign that a lot of people were planning on, counting on, anticipating that DJT would not survive Butler. I don't blame him for participating in a work. He had that bandage on his ear at the RNC, but he's long since removed that, even when he met with Netanyahu. No signs of any damage to his ear whatsoever. It was a work. But we could endlessly debate whether or not it was a justifiable deception. I don't believe in deceiving the American people. But in this case, I tell you, I think Trump may have actually handled it exactly right. I wish only he had shown a similar judgment in relation to his VP. It should have been a quality choice, such as Tulsi Gabbard. I would have been ecstatic. She would have been perfect. She has character. She has intelligence. She has military experience. She's a competent person, and she cares about America. Vance, I'm sorry to say, is not only disappointing on the face, but I'm afraid it's going to work just as did Pence against Trump and his administration. He's going to be a saboteur in disguise, where the Israelis may just feel they're going to get more mileage out of Vance than they do out of Trump and take him out for real. So, Gary, there's my latest. This is all very disturbing stuff. But yeah, they put amateurs in there in Butler, and she was a perfect example. Perfect example.
All right. Sorry, hit the button wrong. Okay, this is Black People for Trump.
Yeah. Hey, it's real Trump supporters out here, you feel me?
We ain't robbing nobody on this song, baby.
Salute that boy, you know, we coming in, we coming hard, we going
shout
tough.
Let's go.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Hey, hey.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Let's go.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Hey, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
For real.
Black MAGA.
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 Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president. Donald Trump, the first black president. Ever seen a black patriot? Yeah, we exist. The Democrats use my color just to stay rich. Indict my president, you might as well indict me too. Call me an Uncle Tom, but really what Obama do? Not a damn thing, Trump was just that Chick-fil-A. Taking flicks with my people, he really showing face. Hey, Joe Biden, yeah, I really want to raise some. Poor kids is just as talented as white kids in this country. 3.6 million black kids in poverty. But these liberals putting illegal immigrants right in front of me. We should make them vote at the gas pump. We got fake news mad cause us niggas out here voting Trump. Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Hey, hey.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Let's go.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Hey, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
For real.
Black MAGA.
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 Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president. Donald Trump, the first black president. I know your mama can't barely buy the groceries. They pushing genders on our kids, not rosaries. You get a Glock in these streets before you learn to read. You get some sauce, some white, some weed before a damn degree. Next thing you know, you going fed, getting a GED. I swear we fed the whole hood with them PPPs. Rappers pushing P, but I'm pushing knowledge. They hooked on EBT, but I was hooked on phonics. They wouldn't be so terrified of Donald Trump if Biden actually received 81 million votes. You know that boy Cabin, you know all aboard the Trump train. November 5th, every nigga in America voted for Trump. Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Hey, hey.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Let's go.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
Hey, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president.
For real.
Black MAGA.
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 Black MAGA. Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president. Donald Trump, the first black president.
Well, if you had legitimate polls that would show 40% of blacks are going to support Trump, a similar percentage of Hispanics, they're already rigging the polls the way they did for Hillary in 2016, showing enthusiasm for the airhead Kamala. And I do believe they're going to try to steal it all over again. We have interviews with illegals in Georgia saying they're already registered to vote. So that was one of the major reasons for bringing him in, but it's destroying America, American culture. You have this vast influx. It's going to be wholly destructive of the nation that we have grown to love, and it's being done deliberately by the Democrat Party in an effort to maintain their political control over the country so they can carry their dastardly scheme to completion, Gary. This is a Marxist communist takeover of America. Compliments of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, but also very important figures behind the scene who want to see America go down for the final count. And frankly, if something dramatic doesn't happen, if we're not allowed to have a real election, they're going to succeed. It's going to happen. This country is never going to be the same again. Mark my words.
All right. So no one can say that we discriminate against any genre. You've never had any bluegrass on, but here we go.
When you hear neocons, mama, that means the juice, because that's who they is, mama. Just say the juice, don't call them neocons, mama. Just say the juice, just say the juice, ma. Just say the juice. Break the two taboo, boys, let's break the Jew taboo. Just say the word, boys, break the Jew taboo. Break the Jew taboo, boys, break the Jew taboo. Just say the juice, boys, break the Jew taboo. When they say donor class, papa, that means the Jews, cause that's who they is, pops. Just say the juice, don't say the donor class, papa. Just say the juice, just say the juice, papa. Just say the juice. Break the Jew taboo, boys, let's break the Jew taboo. Just say the word, boys, break the Jew taboo. Break the Jew taboo, boys, break the Jew taboo. Just say the juice, boys, break the Jew taboo. That means the Jews, cause that's who they is, sis. Just say the juice, don't talk about Wall Street, sister. Just say the juice, just say the juice, sister. Just say the juice. Break the Jew taboo, boys, let's break the Jew taboo. Just say the word, boys, break the Jew taboo. Break the Jew taboo, boys, break the Jew taboo. Just say the juice, boys, break the Jew taboo. That means the juice, cause that's who they is, mama. Just say the juice, don't mention words, mama. Just say the juice, just say the juice, mama. Just say the juice. Break the Jew taboo, boys, let's break the Jew taboo. Just say the word, boys, break the Jew taboo. Break the Jew taboo, boys, break the Jew taboo. Just say the juice, boys, break the Jew taboo. When you hear Israelis, mama, that means the Jews, cause that's who they is, mama. Just say the juice, don't say Illies, mama. Just say the juice, just say the juice, mama. Just say the juice. Break the Jew taboo, boys, let's break the Jew taboo. Just say the word, boys, break the Jew taboo. Break the Jew taboo, boys, break the Jew taboo. Just say the juice, boys, break the Jew taboo. When you hear Hollywood, honey, that means the juice, cause that's who they is, darling. Just say the juice. You see that Hollywood, honey, is culture juice. Sing. Just say the juice, darling. Just say the juice. So free now.
thing. It's okay, mama. You can say it. Just say it, the Jews. Here, it's all right. You can say it, too. It's the Jews. See, it's the Jews.
All right, take us out, Dr. Pesser.
Well, I can't begin to express how profoundly it pains me to acknowledge that during most of my life, I was really unaware of the threat posed by the Jewish group strategy, evolutionary strategy of working to benefit other Jews at the expense of the rest of the world. They do not care about the Goyim. Read the protocols of the elders of Zion. Don't be misled into thinking it's fabricated or fake. It is authentic. Kevin McDonald, a brilliant sociobiologist, has exposed in a series of books that the Jews work covertly to benefit other Jews in the nation of Israel at the expense of the Goyim. They're entitled to lie, cheat, steal, even kill the Goyim with impunity because they are the chosen people. They can ignore international law, Geneva Convention, International Criminal Court. They can slaughter the non-Jew to their content because they are the chosen people. And they're responding to a higher law, God's law, as they interpret it. So, Gary, I might have been dismissive in the past. I think this was actually a delightful little ditty of bluegrass put to good purpose. A political aim in the past I would never in a million years have appreciated, but today I've come to grasp the bitter truth that the Jew is the enemy of humanity. They've been given the boot out of over 105 other nations. It must be brought to an end. It must happen here in the United States as it has in so many other countries if we as a nation are to survive. So that was a very nice deft touch to add that as a kicker, Gary. Once again,
all right.
Great series of clips and videos. Today.
All right, comes to the end, the most powerful show with a $0 budget. Dr. Pesser, we do everything we do with the smallest budget you can have. Well, actually, even negative budget because we take our time and our resources to do it. All right, we'll see you next week. Appreciate you watching Inconvenient Truths. Thanks for being on.